Finland has ranked first on a global happiness index for the fourth time in a row, following a year of fear, anxiety and loneliness brought on by the coronavirus pandemic. The annual World Happiness Report, produced by the United Nations Sustainable Development Solutions Network, ranks 149 countries based on gross domestic product per person, healthy life expectancy and surveys. People give scores from 1 to 10 on how much social support they feel they have if something goes wrong, their freedom to make their own life choices, their sense of how corrupt their society is, and how generous they are. Economist Jeffrey Sachs is one of the World Happiness Report's co-authors.
We ask two kinds of questions. One is about the life in general, life evaluation, we call it. How's your life going? The other is about mood, emotions, stress, anxiety. What we have found is that when people take the long view, they've shown a lot of resilience in this past year. Of course, we're still in the middle of a deep crisis, but the responses about long-term life evaluation did not change decisively, though the disruption in our lives was so profound.
The World Happiness Report is based on 3 years of Gallup surveys of how happy citizens perceive themselves to be. Denmark, Switzerland, Iceland, Netherlands, Norway, Sweden, Luxembourg and New Zealand were among the top 10, while Australia ranked 12th. The United States was 20th, Russia 77th, China 85th and India 140th. Trailing the 149 strong list were Rwanda, Zimbabwe and Afghanistan. Anu Partanen is the author of The Nordic Theory of Everything. She says Nordic countries are lucky because their social welfare systems provide a lot of support.
I think everywhere in the world and in Finland as well, of course, people have been suffering and the pandemic has really caused anxiety and concrete problems. But again, I think in Finland and in the Nordic countries, people are really lucky and have been lucky because the society still supports this sort of the system of buffering these kinds of shocks. Most people don't have to completely worry about losing their livelihood or not having access to healthcare, so on.
Helsinki resident Sana has her own theories about why she thinks people in Finland are happier with their lives.
I think it just means that we can live safely. We have food, we have clean air to breathe. Our kids have access to school. Anybody can get to the highest position in a society. I think those are pretty good ingredients. Nature is accessible. We have every man's rights. Everybody have access to forests and lakes.
Another resident, Alexi, says it's about having one's basic needs met.
I suppose it's like the opposite to not to have to worry about something. So things are great. Well, so it's easy to go to bed every night and not worry that much.
2 million people around the world died from COVID-19 in 2020, an almost 4% rise in the yearly number of fatalities. Jeffrey Sachs says the pandemic took a major economic and mental toll on many people in many countries.
But it's also important to stress there has been a lot of anxiety. There has been a lot of intensification of depression, of mental illness, often from people who were highly vulnerable to this or vulnerable to loneliness. This has been a difficult period. People are looking past it when they look for the long term, but there are also many people that are suffering in the short run.
Finland's success at combating COVID-19 may have contributed to the enduring trust its citizens have in their government. The country took rapid and extensive measures to stop the spread of the virus and has one of the lowest death rates in Europe. Due to the pandemic, the surveys for this year's World Happiness Report were done in fewer than 100 countries. Index rankings for the other nations were based on estimates from past data. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.